Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Omad Aleph. We're in the 6th volume of Mishneh Berurah, still in the middle of the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Mem Ches, which deals with the halachos of a kosher esrog. And we begin 3 lines on the Taf with Sif Ches. The Mechaber tells us, Nita lo eitz shehu toli bo bo ilan meikar ha esrog. If the bottom of the esrog, which is called the oketz, that's the part where it is attached to the tree, if that part is obviously going to be detached at some point, but if you pull out too much of it, so it is going to be a gaping hole in the bottom of the esrog. Nishmar makom ugumo, you have a pit, you have a hole in the bottom of the esrog, then it's possible, then it's no good. And we'll obviously define this a lot more, and let's start doing that with the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Gimel. So he says, Duhu bechlal choser, by definition, if it has a hole there, then it's missing something. And you can see in Deir Shur footnote number 65, he mentions, Vimnita lo oketz legamre, if it's entirely pulled out, v'choza v'chibro aydemachad, if you didn't reattach it with a needle. So the Be'er Heitev in Sivkot and Tezvav says, in the name of the Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, Shem eino nikar, if it's not recognizable, then it's mutter. You're allowed to go and use it, but not for the first day, on the second day and onwards. Because on the first day, yesh lahachmer. And this is also the opinion of the Bikur Yaakov, because in that situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's missing something, so it's not really hodder. But for the rest of the time, nobody else is going to be aware, and that would be acceptable when you don't need the first day, especially hodder. Now, he says, if you look in Ha'ara number 52, which we didn't do from yesterday, Deir Shur footnote number 52, he brings down, what about if the pitum is the same thing, the pitum fell off, and then you reattach it with a needle. So he brings down from the Shelet Shuvas Shus Yaakov, and that's brought down in the Korban Nesanel as well, Shapasel, that's no good. He adds that Harav Yashiv Zatzal, based upon the Ramah that we learned previously in Simon Tov Kuf Mem Hei, She Esrog Beli Pitum is Kosher, that if it's missing a pitum, it's Kosher. But even according to that opinion, if you're Mechaber, the pitum that fell off, with a machat, with a needle, you're not Mekayim Hidur Mitzvah. Even on the rest of the days, because hidur mitzvah mishum zeh keliv yanveyu, because you need to have this concept of you're doing the mitzvos and beautifying them for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that it's not beautiful. That's what I said before. Kapi HaShemayim yudu HaShesrog ein muhudur. So therefore, you can't certainly call this a muhudur esrog, albeit one, if they certainly have no alternative, can use this esrog, certainly on the rest of the days. And that's really what the Mishneh Berurah now says. V'im u'shasat chak, if there is difficulty in getting any other esrogim, she'ein acher be'ir, you don't have a single other one of the year. Although in Deir Shur number 66, he brings down that we will see in the next sim in Tov Reish Mem Tes, she'tzorich l'troach l'vorech al shem chaveh, al shel chaveiro, that even though you don't have another one, but if your friend has one and you could borrow it from him, you have to trouble yourself to go borrow your friend's and make the bracha on your friend's a more kosher one than using this one b'shasat chak. In any event, he continues and he says, Hella b'tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, he brings down from the Chacham Tzvi, Sheyochel, that's Rav Yaakov Emdim's father, Sheyochel avorech olav afilu b'yom rishon, that you can make a brach in this situation even on the first day if it's a shasat chak. Because kivin shemashasat chak, it's under extenuating circumstances, and we'll learn that, Isa v'sof simen, tof reish mem tes, the next simen, shemavarech mafilu apsulin legamri, that under extenuating circumstances, you can even make a brach on something that would normally be possible. Now, but Kol Shekin says, certainly in this situation where it's not 100% agreed upon that it's possible, should totally be Shita Sarishonim. There are different opinions over here, Kimavu Beis Yosef. V'hu adin benitla pit muscle. The same thing applies when the pitim is missing, v'nasagum, and you have the hole there where the pitim was. V'en acharbiya, and there's no other one in the city. So we likewise brought down, this is the Bikur Yaakov, gam ken yochel avarech olav afilu bim rishum. Again, under extenuating circumstances, you can even make a brach on it, and even on the first day. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Oslam Ches, he brings down that which we said, that there are other shitos that say that it's acceptable if the bottom is missing. Ubifrat l'vima shehetik agro, b'shem ha-magid mishnah. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Magid Mishnah. He says, d'din zehu rak l'dei harishona shebesif yubeis. And now, that which we learned previously, that even a chaser mashehu makes it possible, that's only one shita. The paslinim b'chaser afilu eno ki'isa, even if it's very small. It's not the size of the isar. However, but the second opinion says that it's only considered chas if you have the size of an isar, the certain coin that's missing. Yesh l'hachah was there. Certainly, you can rely upon that opinion here when you have b'shasat chak. V'kivin the b'shasat chak naktino kisar shiniya. And since we hold like this lenient opinion when you're under extenuating circumstances, mimele yesh l'hachah b'nyaneinu. So certainly, you can be makel over here as well. Now go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah v'minyinotel kitzaso eitz. If you were to have removed, when you detached the esrog from the tree, you removed a lot of the stem that was attaching it to the oketz, but you still left a little bit. The nishar ovi koshu, a little bit is above the level of the esrog. Shekol rocha gaguma mechusa, the entire pit is filled in. In other words, the part of the wood that was attached to the esrog and to the tree, it's still totally within the esrog. Then kosher. Then he brings out from the Torah that it's kosher. Mishmur explains Sivkot Lamed Dalid. Rotz Lomer, what the Ramah is telling us over here is Shenishar min Ovia Eitz Besocha Esrog Shir Kotzer, that you still have a little bit of the thickness of the wood inside the Oketz area of the Esrog, a little bit above the level of the surface. Shuchal al Koponim Lamale Kol Rochav Aguma min Ovio, the entire surface of the pit is filled in with a little piece of the wood still from the Oketz. Even though above it, lo nishar mashu, even though nothing really is above that, gam ken kosher, then it's acceptable. The su lo mikri chaser, because it's not called chaser. And you look in the Sharetzion Osmem, he says that's different than by the pittim. By the pittim, we had a different rule. But here, but dealing with the oketz, which is not as important. Then you have to have a little bit above the guma. Here you don't. And others even go further and say that you have to have nothing from the eights underneath the shoshanta missing. Nevertheless, by the oketz, we're able to be makel. And he says, look in the Levush of the Tam, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 67, he explains two reasonings. So the Levush says, Legabi oketz, shatoli bo ilan, the oketz, that's where it's attached to the tree. So obviously you're going to have to cut off some of it. You can't not go and take off some of the attachment. The way you can cut it without taking off some of it. And therefore, machshirim gam kishinishim imenu rakba. And therefore, as long as a little bit is left, that's fine. As opposed to the pittim. The pittim has no connection to the tree whatsoever. And therefore, ain't tzorich l'chotu klal. You didn't have to cut off any of it. And therefore, according to the machamirim, if a little bit of it is taken off or it's broken off, it's going to be possible because it's no longer hadar. That's the reason from the levush. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down another reason. He says, Basar ha'esrog mispashet gam betachtis ha'pitim, k'moshe nira le'ayin, that underneath the pitim, you have the flesh, so to say, of the esrog. You have real meat of the esrog underneath there, right up to the top. That's the way the esrog grows. And therefore, when you remove some of the pitim, and you let's with a hole, you probably removed some of the lavan as well. And therefore, l'chein k'shenita kulav, everything is missing from the pitim, the entire stem is gone, chosim yetzim ha'esrog. Some of the esrog is missing too. As opposed to by the oketz, by the bottom, that's nothing of the meat over there. Basar esrog ainu mispashet olav. It's not over there. The meat of the esrog is not there. That's the inner part of the oketz. And that's eitz bialma, just a shtick wood, so to say, kikol oktzei aperos, like any other attachment of a peri to the tree, and therefore it is kosher. Beautiful Aruch HaShulchan. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, also chazosis, the famous chazosis, if you have scab-like changes in the outer layer of the esrog, Pirush, the Ramah says, tirgum o yalefes, like a wart, o chazozan, or some sort of like a pustule. You have some sort of a change in the appearance of the shell, the peel of the esrog. So if you have these chazozes, it depends where. Im also chazozes olav, if the esrog has these chazozes. So im bishnayim o bishloshim akomos, puzzle. If it's in two or three places, so then it's puzzle. The esrog is going to look like a spotted esrog. It's not going to be hodr, beautiful, and therefore it's no good. And the Mishmur explains in Sivkot Lamed Hei that when we're saying also chazozes, when this chazozes came on, part of it, this is true, independent of whether it occurred while the esrog was still growing on the tree or whether it was taken off. Bein betolush, when it's already removed from the tree that this chazazis occurred, or bein mechubar, even if it was while it was attached to the tree, it occurred. It's not called derech gedilason. It has to be in certain places higher up on the esrog, as we'll see. So then it's possible. It's in two or three places, then it is possible. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskil, Bishnayim, Moshol Shebekomos, asks the obvious question from the Kesef Mishnah. If you tell me it's in two places, it's going to be possible, so then you don't have to tell me three. What's the purpose of saying Shnayim or Shlosha Mekomos? Hashta Shnayim, if two is going to make it possible, so why do you have to tell me three? So it brings down a teretz in the Taz, who says as follows, the make is shlosha l'shnayim, that you need to compare three to two for the reasoning, af b'shnayim, even if you only have two, bo'inen sheyispashtu echad mechavero al koponim kidei shiro l'chazoz shlishi. It has to be separate enough that it's a shir as if there were three chazozes there and not two. which means Hainu kidei shir beis ababuos dakos, the shear of two like blisters or scabs over here or pustules that are very thin. Umari esrog mashu kichut hasara, and you only see a little bit of the esrog, like the a thin hair between these chazosis. So you need it on both sides. So that's the chiddush. But if you have less than that, it's not called menumer. However, the Chofetz Chaim says most disagree with this taz. So they didn't like the taz's explanation because it says the nimdot says we don't have any set amount for how much this actually is, and therefore they say that the ultimate reason is that this is the normal way that the Shas writes. The Chiyai Gavna, Parech HaShas, Beperek Mifanim, Viteretsu, Kedamri Insha. This is the way people talk. Two or three, right? Yeah, if it's two, it's all automatically going to be three. This is Losha B'nei Adam. And therefore, that's why it says it. And he says, as well, Mikol Mokom, Ika Svaraso, Shekosov, Dimistavish, Aidei Chud HaSara, Mare Esok, Shemasik, Ben Chazazel, Chazazel, Lomechzik, Kimin Numar, Nira Dinachun Uledina. The idea that the Taz says that if it's not a significant amount in between the blisters, then it's not considered something that's noticeable and recognizable and would be a psul. He says that part is correct. And the reasoning behind that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, is brought down in Dishu Foot number 69, Shaydei Hefsek Shal Mare Esro Ben Chazazes and Chazazes. If you have appearance of a normal Esro in between these Chazazes, so then your eye sees it, and your eye will say, hey, that's not Mehudar, that is a spotted Esro. But if your eye doesn't really see it, so then your eye doesn't go to it, and it's not going to be considered lack of Hadar. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why it's no good, Pasul and Sif Kot Lamed Vav, the Demechsei Kiminumer, because it's looked like a spotted. Again, a Namer is a leopard. It has spots. So Minumer means it's spotted, and it makes it look like an ugly Esrog. Mechaber Kedimus says, however, V'im B'makom Echad, if it's only in one place, so then it depends. Im Allah Al Rubo Pasul, then if it's only in one place, it has to be on the majority of the Esrog. But if it's not in the majority of the Esrog, then it's kosher. But if it's Al Chotmo, if it's on the, we'll see the top part of the Esrog. We'll have to define the many shitas. You'll be able to see this in the diagrams. And you want to look ahead now. You can see this in diagram number 73, the different appearance of where the chotem is. So the chotem will be defined in a moment. But if it's on the chotem, afil kosher posel. Then, even if it's not the majority, even if it's a small amount, chazaz is on the chotem, then it's going to be posel. What is the chotem? So the Mechaber writes, chotem haino mimokum shemaskil hiskatzer, he says at the point it starts to narrow and becomes pointy towards the top part, the pitum part, the head of the esrog. And again, we'll see multiple different shitos. Many of them are discussed over here in the Bir Halacha. First, let's do the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Zayin. The chazazis has to be on rov of the esrog to be a psul if it's in two or three places. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah says, rov kol shetach esrog mishneat stodim. When you review the majority, it's the majority of the entire esrog, looking at it from both sides. Then it would be pasul, sivkot lamed ches, dein hadar, again, because it's lacking hadar in this situation. Sivkot lamed ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's on any part of the chotem, a koshu, it's pasul. Why? Mishnah Berurah explains, sivkot lamed ches, shenira shom leinayim, yosir mishar mekol moshebo, because people's eyes are drawn to the chotem, the upper part of the esrog, and therefore it is visible. Sheba also shipua adam nosinena, because at that incline towards the top of the esrog, from the flat part of the esrog, if you wish, where it starts inclining and becoming pointy, so then people's eyes tend to gravitate there, and therefore anything there will be a chazazis of significance. Now, the issue footnote number 71 tells us, in b'tzad echad maskel hashipua, u'b'tzad hasheni adayin shoveh, because if you look in diagram number 71, so the slant is more on the right side than it is on the left side. It starts later on the left side. It's not an even esrog. So then, Rav Yashiv Zatzal will bring down the first of three opinions, and he says, "Shemimokum shemaschal hashipua nechshav chot moshal esrog gam b'tzad hasheni shu adayin shoveh." So Rav Yashiv's opinion is that you start the area called the chotem at the lower side where the incline starts earlier. So on this diagram on the right side, the incline starts, so you make a line right across the esrog, and the chazaz is any place there and above, even though on the left side the slant hasn't yet started, but the entire area according to Rav Yashiv is called the chotem of the esrog. Why? Since it begins on one side, so the second side is also considered part of the chotem. It's visible and recognizable. On the other hand, Rav Ozzes Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi says, when you're looking at it, you're looking at each side. You're not looking at all at once. So when you're looking at the side where the slant starts lower, so that's where the chazazis would be. If you're looking at the side where the slant starts higher, that's where the chazazis would have to be. because a person's only looking at one side at a time, what he sees. So that's the second opinion. And the third opinion is a combination of both of the two. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says that you figure out some area in between the two, halfway between the two, and that's where the chotem is. The issue footnote number 72 brings down what are the definitions of the chotem. And he says, look in the Shaar HaTzion, which we'll go to in a moment, Dibra Maskel, Mimokush Maskel is Katzer, and he points out over here, Shepasul B'chotem Mishum Shenir Leinayim, as we pointed out already, that's because it's visible in that area to the eyes more so than other places. He says, this psul is davka nira mirochok below his bonenus. You don't take out a microscope and look. When people go check an esrog, they take out a magnifying glass and they start looking. That technically is lifnei mishuras hadin. It's when you're looking at it from a distance. Do you see the chazazis or not? So without really staring and looking and looking, that's called, if you see it, a chazazis. Abul mitzorech Eon Vistaklus. If you really have to look at it and check it out, Umirachok and near it, and if you look at it from a normal distance away, you don't see it. He says, I have the in a puzzle. That's not even a psul in the chotem. Again, people are very medoptic to try to get a perfect one. Certainly nothing wrong with that. But the puzzle one and say that it's not even muhudr because there's a little smidge there that nobody can really see unless you take out a magnifying glass, that's incorrect. Min haddin. Okay. Now, let's understand the different areas of the esrog d'chotem. As you can see again in diagram number 73, dish footnote number 73, you can see in this diagram that the top part, that's korv l'shoshanta, that's the opinion of the chotem according to the Rambam and the Maritz Gius. And the shipua area, that's the opinion of the Rosh. And Rashi's opinion is, at the point where it starts to incline, that entire line, that's the area of the chotem. So you can see this inside in the Bir Halacha, Dira Maskel Mimokom Shemaskel Iskatzer. He says, Ein the Beis Yosef, and it's an opinion as well, the Das Haramba Maritz Geus, the Maritz Geus, the Chot Bohainu Lamala Kovlu Shanta, that's the most makel shita in terms of the only part that's called the Chotim is the very upper part, as again you can see in the diagram in the issue footnote 73. Alu Batur Shulchan Aruch, Sot Mukidas HaRosh, the Shipua, Kori Chotim, the entire area of the Shipua, and that seems to be the opinion here of the Shulchan Aruch, is called the Chotim. The Rosh says, it's not my opinion, it's also the Rabbeinu Chanan on the Rift that hold like me. And the Torah writes, Mimokom Shemaskel Shapeya. The Torah also says this. That Torah, of course, is the Rosh's son. And this seems to be the Stam opinion over here of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is the way we paskin. One could have argued that it's just the upper half of the Esrog, from the midpoint of the Esrog, halfway up the Esrog, and above. That's a Chotem. But he says, that's incorrect. Because then, in Kane Chazazis Mispashit Aruba, when we said that if there's a majority of the Esrog, so Mimela, who I'll help Mo Gamkins, and it's certainly going to be on the Chotem, and how would you ever have a majority without including the Chotem? And he says, especially Prat Ladas Rashi, because of the Ove Govo Shala Esrog, who Nikwa Chotem, Rashi's opinion is that it's the part that goes at the very start of the slant all the way around, that's the Ove Esrog. So in Kain, HaChazaz is Espashit al Rubo, HaRichad Mukha, that it's always going to include the Chotem. Obi Gemara, V'chein B'poske, Mukhach, Detrei Milinino. No, so the Poske say this is actually two separate things. And he concludes, HaKorchach, Onu Tzichelon HaDelikul Yama Maskel HaChotem B'Esrog, Achar Shir Rubo Shal Esrog V'lo Kodem. So the bottom line is, nobody says that the area of the Chotem is included in the area of Rubo. So you have to have the Chotem is a smaller part of the Esrog, and certainly not half of the Esrog, and a smaller part of the Esrog that you could have Rubo without including the Chotem, because it, as long as the Rubo included even a part of the Chotem, we just said even a Mashu on the Chotem is no good. How would you ever have Rubo? And Chavetz Chaim has a little bit more here, but this is a good break point, and this will conclude today's shiur.